Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I want to invite you to turn with me to the book of 1 John. My prayer is that if you love the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that this will be a great blessing to you this morning. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 is going to be our text. It says, "This then is the message." My prayer is that God has given us a message. We've tuned in right now on this radio station, and we're not here to hear a sermon. I'm not here to deliver a sermon. You're not here to hear a sermon. What we need is a message. We need a message from our God. Well, it says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." This is the message. The message of Scripture. There's a message in the Word of God. The message from God to His people. His chosen people. The message that speaks to the heart of His people and blesses His people. I have an outline here this morning. I have some verses we're going to read, and I have a few comments to make on them. But my prayer is that God would make this a message to our hearts. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." That is such a reassuring and comforting verse, isn't it? So comforting. Here is the message from God to his very own people. This is what God has to say to his people. God is light. That's what he wants to remind his people of. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. As people that live in a dark world, we are people who live in a dark world. Because of that, isn't this verse of Scripture so wonderful to hear? Isn't this so wonderful? To this world who has no heart for the Lord Jesus Christ, does not bow to him as God and King, no regard for his word, this is not good news. It's a savor of death unto death. And the reason that's the case is because they love darkness rather than light. That's what the Word of God says. They love darkness rather than light. But the believer, the child of God, he runs to the light. He longs for light. He wants to live forever in a place where there is no darkness at all. Well, if that's a savor of life to you, then listen to this. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. I have two questions. The first one is, who is God? The second one is, What is light? Who is God? And what is light? If we can answer those two questions, then we're going to see who God is. We're going to see who God is. And then we'll also see who God is. Who He is. What He's like. This is insight to our God. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Well, who is God? God is the light. That's who God is. God is the light. Turn with me over to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus Christ is that light. John said, "I'm not the light." He is. Jesus Christ is that light. In glory, there's no need of the sun. The Lamb is the light thereof. Isn't that what it says? Look with me at John chapter 9. Verse 5 says, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." That's our Lord speaking. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. John chapter 12, verse 35 says, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them." He said, walk in the light. Believe in the light, that you might be children of light. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. Who is God? David said, "The Lord is my light." That's who God is. That's who God is. If a sinner ever wonders, who is God? We talk about God, and we read about God, and we expect to go meet God. Well, who is God? It's Jesus Christ. He is the highest God, King on the throne. Jesus Christ. That's who God is. I thought about Saul of Tarsus when God revealed himself to Saul. And who revealed himself to Saul? Jesus Christ did. He said, "I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest." But whenever he revealed himself, do you know what knocked Saul off of his horse? That light. That light. That's who God is. And here's the message that I have for His children. God, who is God? Christ. God is light. We've seen who God is. Now let's see who God is. God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. If we can find out what light is, then we can find out more of who our God is. I found 5 scriptures that will describe the Lord our light to us. It'll tell us who our God is. 5 scriptures. The first one is in Genesis chapter 1. Go with me over to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good." It was good. This is the message that I have for believers who are looking to and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is good. He's good. Surely the Lord is good. And in Him is no evil, no bad at all. At all. He will never bring any bad on His people. Never. Never. A child of God may say, well, things seem pretty bad. They seem pretty bad to me. This is looking really bad. It may seem that way, but it's not. It's not. All of His purposes, everything He is doing to you and around you, is all working together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Everything is on purpose. And everything has been purposed for the good of God's sheep. Everything. Here is the message I have from God's Word. If you belong to Christ, if you bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, He will never bring evil on you. Never. In Him, in Christ, is no darkness at all. None. Now turn with me over to Psalm 43. Psalm 43, verse 3 says, "O send out thy light and thy truth." Thy truth. "Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles." Our Lord said, "I am the truth," didn't He? The Apostle Paul wrote, "Let God be true, and every man a liar." Here is the message I have for the Lord's people. Our God is truth. And in Him are no lies at all. At all. He is the God who cannot lie. Every good promise, we just said that everything works together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Every purpose, every promise in His Word will come to pass. Every single thing that you are hoping in, if you belong to Him, every single thing you're hoping in will come to pass. It will. Not one word of His shall fail. Not one word in His holy book shall fail. This book is full of promises to us. Promises that He will provide for us and protect us. And everything's going to be okay, spiritually and physically, in Christ, all the way to the end. Well, this is the message I have for us this morning. Our God cannot lie. God is truth, and in Him are no lies at all. Is that not reassuring? Is that not so comforting? We can rest in that. We can rest in it. Every single thing He said, everything we read and think, oh, how wonderful would it be if that came to pass. It will. It will. He shall not fail. It will. All right, now turn with me over to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6, verse 23 says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and thy law is light." Thy law is light. This is wonderful news. Our God is the law. God is light. The law is light. So what that means is our God is the law. And in Him is no transgression at all. Not at all. We're looking to our Lord to fulfill all of the law for us. I have read what God demands in His law, and I cannot fulfill it. I cannot keep it. Not one of them. Not one of them. Even if I try to keep it outwardly, physically, I've broken it in my heart. I can't keep one of them. So we're looking, God's sheep, His people are looking to Him to fulfill all of the law and satisfy all of that law for us. We're looking to Him to do for us what we cannot do. We're looking to Him to pay for us what we cannot pay. Now let me ask you this. Will He fulfill it all? I mean every bit of it. The law is deep. Do you know how many commandments and laws there are that we don't even know about? The law is deep. Will everything that's required of me be taken care of? All of it? I have sinned against the law. Will every single transgression be paid for, even the ones I don't know about? Every jot, every tittle. Well, here's the message I have for those who are clinging to Christ. Our Lord, the one who lived for us, and the one who died for us, is the law. All He can do is fulfill it. It's His character, it's His being. The law only states who He is and what He demands. And all He can do is fulfill it. And if He's satisfied, then the law is satisfied, because He is the law. And if we're in Him, then there is no transgression. Is that not wonderful? In Him is no transgression at all. Oh, I want to be in Him, don't you? Lord, please put us in Christ. Please put us in Christ. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 7 says, "Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun." This then is the message. Our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, is sweet. Oh, He's so sweet. And in Him is no bitterness at all. None. David said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." He said, "Oh, taste and see." See for yourself. Taste for yourself. Back in 1 Samuel chapter 1, it says that a woman named Hannah was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord, and she wept sore. But as soon as God answered her, as soon as she heard His voice, she cried, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord." The Lord, my heart is rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Ruth, Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara." That means bitter. But as soon as they saw Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, the only one who was able to redeem them, pay the price that was owed, he represents the Lord Jesus Christ. As soon as Naomi and Ruth saw Boaz, everything changed. Everything changed. Here is the message. Our Lord is sweet, and in Him is no bitterness at all. No sorrow. No crying at all. Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Why is that? It's because He took all their bitterness. That's why. The wormwood and the gall, oh, that bitter cup. He drank the entire cup of bitterness for them. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, our Lord, this is our Lord speaking, and He's speaking about the cross. He said in Lamentations 3, verse 1, "I am the man that hath seen affliction." Not my people, I am. "By the rod of His wrath," the wrath of God, "He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light." He entered into darkness for us. Verse 3 says, "Surely against me is He turned. He turneth His hand against me all the day." Verse 6, it says, "He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old." Oh, He endured that absolute darkness for 3 days. The darkness of sin, the darkness of separation from God. He did that for His people. Verse 15, "He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood." He drank every drop of that cup, every drop of that bitterness. He endured that darkness so that we might have light. Life. Everything He did, everything He accomplished on that cross, when He died on that cross, when His body was sacrificed, God smelled a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, our Lord is good. Our Lord is good. Our Lord is truth. Our Lord is the law. And our Lord is sweet. There's one more. Turn with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 4 says, "In Him was life. And the life was the light of men." Here is our message. Our God is life. Life. And in Him is no death at all. Is that not wonderful? Is it true? Well, He said, "He that liveth and believeth in Me shall never die." Then He asked Martha, "Believest thou this?" You believe that, Martha? Do we? Do we believe that? Do we believe Him? That's what He said. Do we believe Him? We should. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. Yeah, but we watch men and women's bodies lay down, never to rise up again. You know what our Lord said concerning His people? Not every soul on planet Earth, but concerning His people. He said they're sleeping. To prove it, He said, "Lazarus, come back. Come forth." They're sleeping. They'll never die. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. How glorious is that? "He that liveth and believeth in Me shall never die." That is something to rejoice in. Dear believer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him. Trust Him. That's what He said. He cannot lie. You trust Him. There's nothing to be sad about. In Him is no bitterness at all. No reason to be sad. There's no reason to cry. As soon as we get past this body of death and this world of sin, as soon as we are in His presence, there's not going to be one tear flowing. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Eternal bliss and joy and happiness that cannot be described. That'll make the heart glad, won't it? That'll make this old heart glad. Our Lord is good. Our Lord is truth. Our Lord is the law. Our Lord is sweet. And our Lord is life. Our Lord is God. That's who God is. Inside the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Isaiah 2 verse 5 says, "O house of Jacob." Jacob was the one whom He loved, wasn't He? He was the sinner, the trickster, the supplanter, but God changed His name to Israel. You're going to be a prince with God. "O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord." Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.